With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump has ended Secret Service protection for one of his former advisors. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has lost his Secret Service protection, even though he's been the subject of assassination plots by Iran. The president defended his decision.
You take a job, you want to do a job. We're not going to have security on people for the rest of their lives. Why should we?
Mr. Trump also wants to revoke the security clearances of more than four dozen former intelligence officials he views as adversaries over the Hunter Biden laptop saga. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A bipartisan bill in the Senate would put new pressure on the Education Department to safeguard students from anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination on campus. Bob Agnew reports.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy and Democrat John Fetterman have reintroduced the Protecting Students on Campus Act, first put forth shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. It was crafted in response to the anti-Semitic demonstrations that cropped up on U.S. college campuses. Senator Cassidy says the bill holds universities accountable to address discrimination and maintain a safe learning environment for all students. Bob Agnew reporting.
A deep freeze and rare snow have brought most things to a standstill from parts of Texas to Florida, but experts say wildlife natives like cypress trees and prairie plants and cold-blooded gators and snakes should be all right. A rare winter storm dumped snow Tuesday across parts of the South as it barreled east towards Florida. Houston Zoo's vice president of animal programs says most local animal species can ride out the extreme weather, but sea turtles can get cold stunned by sudden temperature drops. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 537 points, SRN News. Utah goes after TikTok.
The giant social media platform is in the news these days because it is facing a ban in this country over its possible control by China's Communist Party. But Utah is fighting TikTok because of child sex trafficking. The state has filed suit against the company's executives, accusing them of knowingly profiting from the exploitation of kids on the platform. Utah has already banned TikTok from use on any state-owned internet-capable device. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations announced new actions to counter the surge in anti-Semitism, including encouraging governments to enforce laws against hate crimes and discrimination. The UN was created in the aftermath of World War II and the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, and has worked to counter anti-Semitism. However, the 193-nation world body has been accused of being anti-Semitic itself. This is SRN News. A second group of wolves has been released in Colorado. It's part of a controversial voter-driven initiative to reintroduce the predators to the state.
15 gray wolves from Canada were set free in the Central Mountains over 3 days last week. Colorado residents, largely in cities, voted to reintroduce wolves in 2020, clashing with those in rural areas who fear attacks on livestock. Wolves have been blamed for killing livestock and working dogs. Wildlife officials say the two of the first 10 wolves introduced in Colorado in 2023 were illegally shot. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities are investigating the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near Canada that also left a suspect dead and another injured. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says Agent David Milland was killed following a traffic stop. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.